Welcome to In the Garden with Keith Ramsey from the Garden Supply Company in Cary, North Carolina. We know better, so you grow better.
Keith Ramsey with Garden Supply Company. I've got Stephen Petriliak here, who works with Garden Supply as well. He manages our nursery. Today we want to bring people up to speed on the art and the science of landscape design, the importance of getting good advice before you start to spend money, and make sure that the money that you're spending is investing money in your property and not just throwing it down the drain. Picking the right plants for the right location. There's so much science behind plants. There's plants that need to be in the shade but need to be wet. There's plants that need to be in the shade that need to be dry. There's full sun plants. There's plants that'll cover both of those ranges. But if you go in and you invest in 10 or 12 plants for a screen planting and you put a full sun plant in the shade, in the end, you basically got nothing. And then just getting good sound advice and working with a professional, somebody that you know is going to back up what they're installing it, or if they're making recommendations that they're going to guarantee those plants and follow through. I had a customer the other day that actually did the consult with us and ran into somebody in the neighborhood, decided they were going to get a second quote from them, got the second quote, and it was the exact same price as what we had quoted. But the guy was there, and we've done multiple projects for him, and they're a really good customer. He just decided to pull the trigger. He liked the guys. He seemed nice. The guy came in and put in a few plants. He spent a couple thousand dollars, and the plant dies. When he called him back for the warranty, he didn't warranty. You know, they don't warranty plants. We sell bees, and because bees are flying insects, we don't warranty them. Plants are our main business, and we feel like that if you get the person the right plant and you get it in the right spot, that we can warranty it. And we do warranty all of our trees and shrubs for a year. He came back to us, and he was very discouraged. He couldn't understand why this guy didn't warranty his plants. And I explained to him that they're living beings. It is easy to lose them. If it's not part of their business model, then they may not be able to afford to warranty, or they just may not want to warranty. But picking the right person to do the job and then getting the right advice, I think.
There's a lot of factors that come into play when, you know, determining the right plant for the right spot. Like you said, if you're going for a screening plant and you're not well informed on how large the thing is actually going to get, there's some screening plants where you just want a hedgerow that's going to get 10 to 12 feet tall. So you wouldn't need something like a larger growing arborvitae. And do that a lot where people have come in and chosen something for a spot because they like the color or they like the texture, and it performs well where it is, but it gets to a point that it's just completely outgrown its space, and then you got to start back at square one again.
When you're talking about a screen or a privacy hedge, picking the right spacing is another thing. It's 10 feet works as good as 7 feet, but it's going to be 3 or 4 years longer. 3 feet, the plants are going to crowd each other out, and the root zones are going to compete. And you can take a Burford holly or a needlepoint holly, and you can put them 3 to 4 foot on center, and the plant will thrive in that environment. You take something large like an arborvitae, and you cram them together, and they're going to age out twice as fast as they would. You've spent twice the amount of money going in, and it's going to last half the time, even though it's a perfect plant maybe for the location. All of these factors. And it's so inexpensive to have a landscape designer come out when you start factoring in. It's going to be a fraction of the cost of the whole project. It's always bothersome to me when you pull up into a neighborhood and somebody's piecemealed it. They put a plant here and a plant there. My yard tends to be that because I'm a plant person and I collect plants, and I want one of these and one of those. A lot of times a new plant will come out and I'll plant three of them in the yard so that I can test them out and I can actually give people definitive answers about that plant. But when somebody's doing design work, we're not recommending putting in 100 different types of plants. We want to do it more like you paint a house. You pick a couple colors, a piece of stone and a piece of hardy board, and then this color and then a trim color. You want it fairly simple so that it's big and it's bold and it's impactful.
And that's where I think going back to the spacing is important, not only, of course, with screening or hedgerows, any bed that you're planting. I always stress to the customer, over-planning is an issue. You might want all this color. You might want all these different things. But before long, it's easy to get overwhelmed and overcrowded in the garden. And next thing you're leading yourself to failure. So I always tell people, get all your bones in. And that gives them the opportunity to come back, seasonally and find new things that they can add to the garden. And of course, yeah, we can go ahead and do a full blown design that's turnkey done. You don't have to add to it because you got plenty of customers that just want to come in and they want their yard redone, and that's great. But doing it little pieces at a time and having somebody give you the right advice on the spacing so that you don't end up killing yourself trying to maintain it.
And as far as the cost goes, it's a fraction. If you do a $3,000 landscape install, it's less than $300 to do an on-site consult at your house. So it's 10% of the cost, but it's everything as far as the outcome of the project. You wouldn't build a building without having an engineer or architect look at it. It's the same kind of scenario. You're throwing money away when you don't have a good plan. You look at it, if it's a $6,000 or $10,000 job, you're down to 3 or 4% of the cost of the whole project, and it's a project that's going to work. Landscaping's never 100%. Even if we're putting in, say, like a hedgerow, we get one plant that's too close to a large tree, and it either gets too much shade or it gets too much root competition, and it doesn't do as well as the others. But getting the right plant in the right place, we can usually make adjustments to that plant. More water, more fertilizer, a little more light, and we can have that plant come back around. But there's nothing 100% about it. It's not as cut and dry as painting a house. And that's why it's even more important to really get that advice. When Steven was talking about spacing, one of the things that when you're talking about cost, he's talking people out of buying plants. You come in, you get advice, you look at a picture, and he's saying, no, don't put 10 plants in that space, put 7 plants in that space, or put 5 plants in that space, and give it a little time and wait, because you'll be happier over the course of 10, 15 years. And there's plants that have a 10 or 15 year lifespan. There's other plants that you're planting forever. You put a Japanese maple in, you really want to pick the right spot and not have it overgrow the space. So.
Going back to what you mentioned about warranty, is for garden supply in particular, it's nice to have that physical location for them to come back to. You're not chasing somebody down, making phone calls, trying to see if they're going to respond to you. But after we help you with a design or a planning, you've got a place to come back to. We've got a lot of employees that have been there for a long time. We become friends with the customers, and just knowing that there's that relationship that they can trust. Oh, hey, something's going on with the design that we did or the install that we did, and it's not hard to come back and find us and get the help they need.
That's a big piece of the customer I was saying that was having an issue with even getting a hold of. When you're dealing with a very small company, and there's great small companies out there that this is not an issue, but when you're dealing with a very small company, there may be one person that's the salesperson that also works on the install crew, and they're the warranty person. And I'm not saying that's a negative all the time. Sometimes that can be a real positive, but when that person's extremely busy, getting back to the warranty when you're in income survival mode is not an easy scenario. Going back and cleaning up the mess of something that didn't go well is not as easy. And we've been around 25 years. We've kind of gotten to the point where we've ironed out most of those scenarios, and we've got a warranty email. We've got a warranty person. It doesn't cost them any money to replace a plant when it hasn't gone well. Sometimes we'll have customers that'll come in and they're like, the plant doesn't look as good as when it went in. And you have to explain to them that plants decline sometimes before they actually flush. They're losing foliage so that they can grow roots. It's not the paint on your car. It's not a vehicle. It's got to make adjustments in the environment, and then it's going to push things out. So sometimes we're talking people into waiting longer to have that plant go ahead and flush out, because the plant's already there and it's already rooted in. It's not a dollar cents thing. It's just, it makes sense for the customer.
Yeah. Same thing I dealt with the other day, and a customer came in and his crepe myrtle was leaning. And honestly, it just needed to be staked up because it's a younger plant. The blooms are heavy, it's leaning over, and he was really set on just going ahead and replacing it. It's already been in the ground for 6 months. And I said, if this was at my house, there's no way I'm going to give up on that plant. Just so I have to go back out there, rip one out, dig a whole new hole, and then go through another 6 months of waiting to see what it's going to do. Because most likely, it's going to end up the same way. You give it some time, let it get established, and it'll recover pretty easily.
A big piece of it is just having people, like Steven said earlier, people ask me all the time. They don't necessarily know I'm an owner, but they'll ask me how long I've worked here and if I liked working here. And I'm like, yeah, I've been here 25 years. I don't think I'm going anywhere. Steven's been here
13 or 14
yeah.
years.
We've got a pile of staff that have been there 10 to 20 years.
And having that on-site location, I've got a lot of customers that can come in that have gotten designs done by other companies, great designs, but they come in with their list and they go, we don't know what any of these look like. So from start to finish, whether you have a design already done or we're doing the design or it's your first time at the garden center, year round we stock probably heavier than most any nursery that I go to. And I do make it a point when I travel to stop by any other local garden centers and check them out. We really pride ourselves on having all the inventory we can have year round so that when you come in looking for something or need the advice, you can put your hands on it and see exactly what we're talking about.
Because in North Carolina, you can plant 12 months out of the year. There's really not a time that you can't do something outside. There's certain plants we might recommend waiting until the fall or waiting until the winter, but we plant 12 months out of the year. We probably lose more plants for overwatering than underwatering. So going into the summertime, you can always add more water to a plant. You can't necessarily take it away. When you're showing people plants and you're showing them inventory and you're going through a plan, there might be 15 really great plants that fit one situation. I need a 2 to 3 foot plant for full sun in a dry location. You could show them easily 10 to 15 plants. Just because somebody came up with a design and they put a plant in that location doesn't mean you're going to love it. And we show people plants all the time and I'll say, this is a love it or hate it plant. And they're like, I hate it. And I'm like, perfect, let's move to the next one. Now we're looking at, from a design standpoint, I've shown them another plant that will fit that same environment. And they're like, I love it. Now I'm like, okay, let's make sure that texture and color and everything goes with the other two plants that are surrounding that. So you make a few adjustments to the landscape and the people really end up, it's like going to a fabric store or going to a furniture store. You're not going to know until you see exactly what you want. Just being there and having that plant right in front of you and being able to take plants and move them around and show them to people.
Giving the customer multiple options relates also to these companies that are growers that do really good at marketing and they've put this really cool name on a newer plant. But what they don't know is there's probably 5 or 6 other plants that are hard for the most experienced horticulturalist to tell the difference in. One, it's just a name. They'll come in and they're pretty set on the design that they've got and they want that exact plant. But being open to the suggestion of this is the same plant with a different name, everything's the same about it. Because you can't possibly get every single cultivar that's out there. Being able to find the substitutes that match the plan that they bring in is something we're really good at.
So to wrap it up, I think it's key to not move forward until you've gotten good advice. If you don't know plants and design, you don't understand the science behind it, just go. If you don't get help from us, get help somewhere.
Thanks for listening. This episode is complete. If you're in the Raleigh area, find the Garden Supply Company at 1421 Old Apex Road in Cary, North Carolina. Find out more on our website at mygardensupplycompany.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Garden Supply CO. Until next time, we know better, so you grow better.